And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Tuesday morning. We got more rain coming on the way. It's the remains of Tropical Storm Beta moving through the area. And of course, we usually have the Coffeyville City Manager, Mark Hall. He is unable to be in this morning. So coming in and filling in for him this morning is Mike Shook. Good morning, Mr. Shook. How are you doing today, sir?
Kyle, good morning. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you in the studio today, and we're going to go over tonight's city commission meeting. Of course, that will be at 6:30 p.m. tonight, and for a few things that we do want to go over. Let's first start with the new business down there, and it will be Resolution 2065.
This resolution is a resolution to approve a cooperation agreement for participation in the Kansas Housing Assistance Program. The city's intent is to join this program that has been in place since 2014 and has offered forced mortgages and down payment assistance to borrowers in the state. Assistance is offered at levels up to 5% of the first mortgage amount. Cities benefit by offering this program and providing additional home ownership opportunities to their citizens. Home buyers must meet certain income, credit, and program requirements to qualify. It's a really good program. I believe this item is supposed to be tabled this evening, and we'll bring it back to the commission on October 13th, and I think we'll have a presentation with somebody representing the program will be in attendance.
Okay, so we'll probably be tabled for the next city commission meeting in a couple of weeks, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then the next resolution is resolution to authorize a execution of a work authorization.
This item is, as you indicated, to authorize execution of a work authorization for design and inspection services for a potential CDBG grant, and that's a community development block grant project consisting of street improvements between Lou Ark and Klein Road between 4th and 8th Street. The design and inspection services would fall under our current engineering agreement with Trans Systems, a regional engineering firm, and it would be contingent upon award of the CDBG grant itself.
All right. So, and then the next resolution, we move on to R2067. And what does that entail, sir?
This is basically just a housekeeping item, whereas the city is needing to update signatures on all bank accounts at all of our financial institutions that we do business with currently. Due to the recent retirement of longtime employee and public works director Chuck Shively last week, and Chuck being an authorized signer, his name needs to be removed and replaced with a new authorized signature. This resolution would also specify by position those approved and allowed for signature on such items.
Okay, so basically just making sure all signatures get updated and that you guys are completely current with all of your signatures on your basically the cash management.
Absolutely.
All right. The next resolution is 2068, which is a resolution authorizing the acceptance of coronavirus relief funds.
This resolution is actually required by Montgomery County, which allows the city of Coffeyville to receive SPARC funding as part of the Federal CARES Act, providing relief funds for expenditures the city has incurred related to COVID-19 responses and including the purposes of mitigating the spread of COVID-19 and also investing in the long-term recovery efforts. So should the commission approve this, which we expect that they do, then the city would be eligible to receive the CARES fund.
And that will definitely help out a lot, especially for just all around the entire city. Also, one of the last things is the Resolution 2069.
This item is to establishing the Housing and Community Development Department budget. At our last city commission meeting on September 8th, the commission approved creating a new position of Housing and Community Development Director. Well, as part of this plan, the next step would be to establish a budget for this new department. The city manager is requesting approval of a $200,000 budget for this department. The purpose and goal of this department will be to help improve physical and economic conditions of the city of Coffeyville by providing better housing for its citizens, by fostering the city's economic development and growth, by creating jobs and business opportunities, including improving the quality of life throughout the community. So we're excited about this one.
Absolutely. I remember Mr. Hall talking about that last week. Basically, a brand new department with, like I said, the Housing Community Development Department. And I think it'll be very, very good for the city of Caulfield to have that new department. And hopefully we get the budget set for it tonight and get it on the ground running.
We're excited about it.
All right. Well, Mr. Shook, I appreciate you coming in today. And if anybody would like to come to the meeting tonight, how can they get there?
The meeting, as you indicated, is at 6:30. It's at City Hall, second floor. We have the south and the east entrances are normally unlocked about 6:15. We do encourage people to attend, but with the current pandemic and coronavirus, we ask that everybody please wear a mask and social distance at the meeting.
Okay, can that also be viewed online as well if folks are not comfortable coming to the meeting?
So it's broadcast on local channel 13 through Cox Cable, I believe, and then they can also be viewed on your computer through the city's website through YouTube.
All right, sounds good. Well, again, Mr. Shook, I appreciate you coming in today talking about what's going on in the meeting tonight, and we'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Fox News at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.